Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Tastes like what?
Tastes like three times. That makes no sense at all.
That was fun.
Hey, welcome to the TagCast Podcast 20, number 20. My name's Terry. I'm the white guy, Terry Guile. And here's my co-host.
I'm Gatch. Hey, what's up? I'm the Indian.
He is the Indian. That was weird. So we're rocking some Misfits in the background with Glenn Danzig on vocals there, because that's the only song I could
find. I wonder who that was.
20 Eyes.
20 Eyes.
There was some other dumb 20 songs, but it was like a country song and then like some other stuff. And who doesn't love the Misfits?
So these are like 20 eyes as in 20
in his head.
Selves? Or
no, he's got 20 eyes in his head.
What are they looking at, his brain?
I think two of them are pointing out, and then he's got like 18.
Oh, okay. So they're not inside his head. They're just.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I just did a search for songs with 20
right on.
And it was the Misfits. And
heck yeah. And so that, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Happy hump day, all you taggots out there.
It's Wednesday.
No one has ever said they don't like the term taggots, which kind of sounds like a derogatory. It's
kind of
like it's kind of like wiggers.
Yeah.
Which I don't even think that's cool at all. But we'll save that for later when maybe if we have.
You don't
Chris
like wiggers?
I don't like the term, but I learned a thing from Chris Castles. But I don't want to steal his glory, so I'm going to wait till he comes back on the show, and we'll talk about wiggers.
For sure.
I know a guy named Travis Wigger.
Oh, really?
He's my stump brother. He has one leg. Hey, did you see that stuff online from one of our listeners, Dan Crawl? He wants us to do an icy hot challenge.
No, I did not see that. Dude, or if I did, it was too long ago for my memory.
No, it was today.
Oh, no, I did not see it.
It was the icy hot whack-off challenge.
All right.
It said something about having our girlfriends under the table whacking us off with icy hot.
I saw this a while ago, I thought. Or maybe he just mentioned it to me personally, and then today he put it public, or to you.
I told him I wasn't down with it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I do have a challenge, though, for our listeners.
All right.
And it's almost inside of our talking shit segment.
Okay.
But it's called the Beet Race. And what we're going to do is we're all going to eat a giant bowl of beets at the same time.
I hate beets.
And then whoever shits red first wins.
Is this inspired by Shroot Farm?
Maybe
the beet farm? No, you didn't. This was just today, dude, on our Facebook.
He must have said it. But I think he private messaged this to me before, and then I didn't tell you about it because I didn't.
Because sometimes I wouldn't call hurt, but sometimes I'm like, I'll post a thing and nothing.
I know.
Crickets,
man.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, today I said, we're getting ready for some material for the new episodes. Who has any ideas? Who cares? And Zach Rowe, our guest from last Friday, said, I care, damn it, but I don't have any ideas, so I'm no help. Well, a couple of things go by. He says guilty pleasures, which we're going to get to later. Dan Crawl comes in and says icy hot whack challenge.
All right.
then comes along.
Is he participating?
No, he's just trying. He said he'd pay $10 to sponsor the segment. So I'm shooting that. Sorry, Crawl.
Well, that's, yeah, sorry, that'd buddy. Be what, a minute's worth of segment, right? $10.
He just wanted us to say Corvallis Pedicab. And he figured if he talked about us whacking off with Icy Hot that we would say no and then still mention him.
And if you mention the tag cast, he'll let you...
Ride for free.
No, he'll let you do the Icy Hot challenge in the back of his pedicabs.
And he'll wave the tip.
You're talking like waving with his hand.
No, I'm talking about
while you're whacking.
He won't make you.
Icy Hot?
He won't make you pay a gratuity.
Oh, okay.
And then Adrian Bacon Farrell, our buddy from Canada, he said, "Bacon or boobs?
Bacon or boobs?
I guess that's a question. A choose.
I know.
One.
I was just trying to like.
Yeah, there's no question mark. It could just be.
Oh, maybe he bacon just wants or to boobs. Say bacon or boobs.
No, I think it's a question. But did you see that thing on Facebook not too long ago that had a bra made out of bacon?
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah, it's crazy. And the underwear bacon.
So I guess
bacon
that's
underwear.
That's both then.
Yeah.
I'd say both.
Yeah.
And then what else did we have? Oh, just him saying that he'd pay us. Oh, now he's upped it to $20.
$20?
Yep.
That's
just
2 minutes.
Yep. Here's what it is. Fans. We need to force Terry and Gatch to have their girlfriends under the table jerk them off with Icy Hot and see who can last the longest without running into the bathroom or grabbing a towel. I will kick in $10 and I'll be the segment sponsor. No lie.
No lie.
No LOLs. He's serious. And then I said, yikes, the farthest I think I'd go is Icy Hotting my stump. We might gain more amputee fans that way. And he saw $20. People need outrageous these days. Just think, you could get national press for this.
Would we, though?
How would you get national press for having your girlfriend whack you off with Icy Hot?
On a podcast, audio podcast.
Yeah, it could totally be simulated.
Yeah.
Do you know how to make the sound of Icy Hot whack off?
Oh,
so
well, we can get
that was a thread of about 14 comments, so I was pretty impressed by that because within a couple hours.
I think our empty... threads are less and less, getting less and less.
Well, I guess our numbers are going up a little bit,
so
that's cool.
Yeah, we had a record-breaking day today.
And over the weekend, I remember you gave a challenge out to if we could get a certain amount of likes, you'd release the episode early.
It was four. It was a simple, you know, achievable goal. And we,
four?
Yeah, well, that was what I asked for, but we ended up with seven. That was really seven new likes.
We got seven new likes
mm-hmm.
just in like a couple hours because of you saying
Oh, it
that.
Wasn't even that. It was... I said it, and then like 15 minutes later, I checked it. We were at the 75, and I was like, whoa, I better get busy and release that thing.
I think we're at 78 now. So
yeah, and then shortly after, we were up to 78, which is awesome.
Give it up for the new fans.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Buy a Mylar balloon and hang it in your kitchen above the table.
Exactly. Speaking of fans, I would like to, we've been doing this thing, celebrity birthday. Well, now I got friends' birthdays.
Oh, wow.
Friends of the Tagcast.
Right on.
You
yeah,
might know
cool.
his real name. I know his first name's Tom, but we know him as Didymus Hundus. Happy birthday, Didymus.
Welcome, Didymus.
Happy
For
Wednesday,
while he was Judas.
I know, Judas Hundus, right? And we talked about him on another episode.
Yeah.
And also, next week's guest, Joshua Finch. It's his 30th birthday.
Oh, right on.
He's having a dirty 30 farty. A farty party.
Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Joshua.
And then, okay, yeah, that was a kickback to the show where. Anyway, you know what's going on. Happy birthday, Josh.
Yeah, happy birthday.
He's having a party tonight at the Wow Hall.
I know, I saw it. It's his last day in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do something that makes him feel young.
So he woke up with a hangover.
Yeah.
Worked out good. Yeah, so he said he doesn't want any presents from anybody. He just wants you to spend $5 on a ticket for some awesome shows, including Kemosabe, which is former members of one of the longest titled bands in Eugene history called On the First Day There Were Kittens.
Yeah. Very big in the Indian community, Kemosabe.
Oh, yeah. Also, for celebrity birthdays today, let's see if you can guess these. And it's funny, because I look for celebrities that I'm into, comedy people, music people.
All right.
The only two I could find.
I know a birthday.
Well, let's see if you know these people. Trevor Perez, born in 1969, death metal guitar player. He's he's 43 today.
Are you asking me if I know this? Is this celebrity friends?
It's a celebrity birthday of Trevor Perez, and he's from a famous death metal band.
Oh, okay. Trevor Perez, that would be
Obituary.
That's right.
You didn't. Was that you or me? Who said that?
I don't know. I think it was someone in the background.
That's weird.
It was
That's
the coffee
cheating.
Maker.
And then the only other one was a black metaler named Danny Filth, but I doubt if that's his real name. That'll give away the name of his band.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Filth.
Cradle of Danny. Oh, Cradle of Filth. Yeah, that's right. And he was born in 1973, so he must be what?
Nine. Something with a nine.
39. <Yeah. laughs> Some good adding. That's good. Subtracting.
Thanks. Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, I'll be within 5 years either way that way, right?
So, yeah, for
wait,
sure.
No, that doesn't
Happy
make
birthday
sense.
To dudes from Cradle of Filth and Obituary today. And Joshua Finch and Didymus Onus.
Yeah.
Hey, did
those
you
guys
hear?
Are in Cradle of Filth now?
No, they quit.
Oh,
no.
All right.
Those were lumped in with did you hear who died yesterday?
No, but isn't it Sherman Helmsley's birthday today?
No, he died yesterday. Oh. He's dead.
I always get my news stories mixed up.
Dude, he was only
74. No, he was...
George Jefferson.
That was a spinoff from...
All in the Family.
All in the Family. That's what I was going to say.
But you weren't saying
and we that. We talked about that when Dave was on the show, didn't we?
Yeah, I think he did a few impersonations. Or he talked about...
We
how it was a racist show. We talked about it a couple times.
Yeah, we talked about Archie Bunker and
it's
and
a racist
how,
show.
You know how it kind of. Well, yeah. Well, we talked about it. We'll go back and listen to it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We talked about how it was kind of opened people's eyes at the same time as being comically racist.
Yeah.
Over the top.
Exactly. And you know, it took him 2 years for them to get him to sign on. They asked him, Norman Lear, the creator of the show, asked him to come on as the black neighbor. And he said
Sherman
no.
Helmsley?
Yeah. He said no for 2 years. And they kept asking him every season for two seasons. And then
so what was he? What was his big thing beforehand?
He was a Broadway actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know what's weird? He was 74 years old, never married, no kids.
Was he on reality TV?
He was on...
Real Life?
Let me think. Nope. It was something like that, though. But it wasn't... I don't know. I read it earlier, and I don't have the information, so that means
maybe
that
it was
I'm
on,
a loser.
Big Brother. Big Brother.
<don't> That was for my loss of memory.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I remember Sherman Helmsley.
He's
that
dead.
Cool.
You better remember him because he's dead.
Yet never forget.
But it did. You know what's weird? On the story I read, it never said anything about cause of death, and every time that it said that he was dead, it said, police said.
Police said he was dead?
Police said. Not authorities or medical anything. It was always police. You think that's because he's black? And they beat him up after he died?
Maybe. Maybe.
I think he died. It has something to do with Rodney King.
Yeah. I mean, they always happen in threes, right?
That's the worst place to swim. In Rodney King's pool.
The worst place to be face down.
What'd you do over the weekend? Anything fun?
I went out to this mountain. I can't remember where it is, but there was out in the middle of nowhere. There was this goat man. He was dressed up all as a goat.
Dude, I got that on my list. That's awesome.
He was a goat.
Did you
hear? Was just hanging out in the middle of nowhere. They spied him, but they didn't really get close enough to
him. Dude, you traveled a long way because that was in fucking Utah, man.
yeah, that's what I did over the weekend.
You went to Ogden, Utah?
Yeah, I heard about this guy that was living up there. I don't even know if he was wearing anything. I think he was just crouched over on all fours.
I saw the picture. He was crouched over.
And he was just living among them. But it was out in the nowhere, so it wasn't like he was putting on a show for anyone. He just was living amongst the goats.
But did you read why he was out there?
I don't know if I want to know that.
He was testing out some goat costume to see if he could go undetected amongst the goats for hunting purposes.
What, so he could be shot by a hunter?
No. So he could shoot them. He could get right up on them like a weirdo in goat's clothing.
Yeah, but if you do that, you're at risk from being shot by another hunter that sees you as part of the herd or whatever, that just sees the herd, shoots, and you're right there on him.
Yeah, but did you look at the picture? It kind of looked like a dude in a goat suit. It reminded me of Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
Hey, remember the 80s?
You think he was out there fucking him? I mean, you couldn't, if someone asked, you'd have to create I'm just doing some hunting experiment.
Maybe he was trying to fuck him. You're sick.
Maybe he's just
intuitive.
Maybe he's just trying to get some
some cross species going on.
I think I just found the name of our episode.
Mad Scientist.
Sick but intuitive. Our show is always that, isn't it? Yeah, so I heard about Goat Man Boy. He claims he was testing out some goat fooling costumes for hunting purposes. You think that's not possible?
No. Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, if you go hunting, you're probably used to squirting deer urine on yourself.
Ew.
They do have that so you can hide your scent.
Wow, I hadn't even thought of that. That's different. So what did you really do this? Because I know you didn't go to Ogden, Utah. That's like a 12, 14
What did I do?
Hour.
I don't even think I did anything. I just kind of hung out at home. I watched some Breaking Bad. I ran through the Breaking Bad season 4 marathon.
Dude, I heard a rumor that...
Season 3? 4?
Dish Network dropped...
AMC.
And not IFC?
Maybe.
I heard both, and A&E, all the ones that sound like that. A&E, IFC, and AMC.
And H&G, the home and gardening.
G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P. But yeah, so I'm kind of bummed because I'm trying to get caught up on the Netflix...
Oh, Breaking Bad?
Season 4 that I never watched.
I just ran through that.
Right, and so then 5's on now, but now I'm not going to be able to DVR them and watch them later because Dish Network are fags.
Oh, man. See, I got Comcast so I can watch them on my computer later on.
Booyah.
Of this season.
Hey, I went to a site. You said that Mike from Liquid said that you could go to a site and watch them, but it was glitching out on my Kindle.
Oh, really?
But I think you can watch all the episodes at... I can't remember the name of the website, but I just Googled Breaking Bad free episodes, and that's what came up. So it was like, woo-hoo! I was stoked about it.
Right on, yeah. Definitely. Mm. I was pretty, it was season 4 or season 3?
Season 4 I haven't seen yet. No spoilers, please.
All right. Well, I was just going to say, yeah, it was pretty solid.
My friend,
I enjoyed running through it. It took about a day and a half, and then I watched the new one.
My friend Jesse Priest said, can't believe Jesse got killed in the first episode of season 5. Fake spoiler alert. It was a fake spoiler alert. It didn't happen.
I know, I'm acting poker face to you,
I
so
know,
you can't
dude,
read
you were
whether
like,
or not
whoa.
Anything's going on
I thought
the show.
I thought your mic stopped working. So yeah, I had a pretty uneventful weekend. We barbecued some burgers and some stuff at the house over the weekend.
What did you grill?
Just burgers.
That's
nothing. Nothing
every day
spectacular.
I ask people what you grill last night, and then when people say nothing, I say, fucking terrorist.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, you're not an American unless you're grilling.
Even if it's raining, right?
Yep.
Because you probably should have a cover over your porch.
Yeah.
Friday, though, I went to that thing. Remember we were talking about Lame Fest?
Yeah, Lame Fest. How lame was that?
It was pretty lame. I was surprised. It really did live up to its name. I mean, there was a couple cool bands that I saw, but there was a bunch of, like, crusty kids, like... Not like they were dirty or what.
Was
you know what crusties are?
Was it
going
on in a parking lot?
No, it was going on at this huge, it was like a compound. There was like broken down cars everywhere. It reminded me of like a Wrong Turn shit. And we kind of did take a wrong turn when we got pulled over by a state cop right as we were getting to the thing. All my comic friends were like watching me getting pulled over and like going, oh, awesome. He's probably going to go to jail. But I didn't. And he let us go. It was the nicest... state cop besides my neighbor that I've ever met.
Huh. So.
He let us go.
That's cool.
You don't want to hear the story?
Yeah, I do. That's what I was going to ask.
So we missed the turn because we didn't know where we were, which is 3 miles outside of Salem on Highway 22 at the place called the A-Frame. And there was like this A-Frame that was like 4 A-Frames all connected. It was pretty awesome. It was like
I always wondered why they called it that.
It was a party house. It was like a weird party house out in the woods.
Okay.
And so we missed the turn, and then we tried to turn around, and I didn't take a wide enough turn and reverses out in our car. And so we were rolling towards the ditch a little bit and couldn't go backwards, and I couldn't make the turn. So we both had to open our doors. Actually, all three of us opened our doors and did the Flintstones thing, you know, like we walked at we kind of backed ourselves up with our feet. And then, like, I didn't know if I could make it or not, but I did.
And then the Great Gazoo popped out?
No.
Oh.
He wasn't even, I wish, because he could have probably saved us or something like that. But so right when I knew I could make it, I shut my door, and the person in the back shut their door, and I, like, punched it real quick and fucking went. And then my wife didn't have her door shut all the way, and I took off because there was a car coming. Well, I didn't realize that it was a state cop. And then I turned onto the road we were supposed to go to, and then I'm looking for the place, and then I realize at the last second there's a stop sign, and so I kind of slammed on my brakes a little bit, and I look in my rearview mirror, and he's, like, right behind me. was like, shit. So then I take off from the stop sign and lights go on and he pulled me over and he said, the main reason I pulled you over is because when you were doing that Chinese fire drill back there, you took off before your passenger's door was closed. That's dangerous. And I was like, oh, well, first off, we weren't doing a Chinese fire drill. We're not from around here and we're looking for this place. And he's like, oh, it looks like you found it. And then I said, yeah. And so we tried to turn around and reverse is going out in our car. So we had to push it with our legs. And then there was a car coming and he goes, oh, that makes sense. He's like, what is this thing? And I was like, so there's like hundreds of people and cars everywhere. I go, it's a little music festival that I'm going to do some stand up comedy at tonight. I go, it's called Lame Fest. And he's like, lame? I was like, yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't really live up to its name, but we'll see. And then we gave him all of our stuff, and then he came back, and he goes, well, your night's not going to be so lame tonight. I'm going to let you off with a warning. And he goes, when you're turning around the road, just try to make sure all your passengers' doors are closed before you take off. He goes, even if a car's coming, you know, they'll stop if you're in the middle of the road.
Yep.
And so that was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
He let us go. But then the cops eventually shut the show down, and the show was running so far behind that they didn't have a comedy show until after I'd already given up on the fact of not having a comedy show, so I left. And then right after I left, the cops came and shut down the music. And you heard of that band Witchburn?
Yeah.
From Seattle. Mm-hmm. A couple chicks from Hell's Bells, which is the AC/DC tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
They came all the way from Seattle and didn't get to play because the cops shut the show down. They were kind of bummed. So that's then it turned into a comedy show because comedy's quiet.
Oh, I see. Well, that's cool.
So I missed out by leaving early, but no big deal. It was just a bunch of crusty kids, which I hit on earlier, but I didn't explain.
Is that in Salem, you said?
Yeah. You know who crusties are?
Is that what Salem is? Because every show that I go to, well, I can't say that because the Triangle Inn wasn't like that. But that one kind show we played over there at the... down in the industrial section.
Oh, yeah. That was the same guy that was putting on the show, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Jared, yeah, from The Wasteland.
Huh.
Yep, because that place got shut down. And he had kind of a two-stage deal going, but there was no stage. It was just like two areas, and then he would kind of pivot the PA speakers to where the bands could set up, and there was less time between the bands. It was pretty cool. It was dusty. People were moshing. I saw a couple of cool death metal bands that I'd never seen, like Delusions of Ray, which is, I don't know.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah, that guy. And then I saw a blues dude, too, which was pretty cool. I can't remember his name. His last name's McLeod.
Remember Rusty?
No, it started with an R, though. Rob
McLeod.
Yeah. He was a bluesy dude. He's black with dreadlocks. He was pretty good. I listened to him. But other than that, it didn't do nothing. Lame Fest. It was kind of lame. But thanks to Jesse Priest for setting me up with a show that I left too early to participate in.
Yep. Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. And when did the Colorado shootings happening? You heard about that?
Uh-uh.
You did, too. Don't lie to me.
Yeah. Did you go...
Batman!
Did you go see Batman?
I did not, because I'm not really a big comic book fan.
Yeah, but you...
I didn't go see the Avengers.
Two,
I didn't
have
go...
Have you seen the last two Batmans?
The last Batman I saw was the one with Jack Nicholson, so we're talking 90s.
Do you call them Batman movies or Batman movies?
Call them Batman movies. But I don't go to those shows because comic books scare me, and I was always too afraid I was going to get shot. If I went, and now it just goes to show you. That's not funny. No, but there's a local connection. You know, it sucks. Those people got shot and stuff, and a lot of people died, and we feel sorry for their families. But there's a connection to the Portland comedy scene. A guy that got shot in the face, and he died, and his wife just had their baby today.
Oh, wow.
Or no, I mean yesterday. And one of my friends from Portland, Brian Blank, who I've done several shows with, is from Denver. He just went back there 3 months ago and met this guy. I can't remember his name, but if you go to my Facebook, they have a link that they post on there where you can post, you can donate money to his family and stuff because he got killed in the face. And all he wanted to do was like go to the movies with his wife one last time before they had their baby. And then that douchebag had to fuck it up. And you know what's weird? They're probably going to let him off on like a, insanity thing, you know?
Oh, he won't last long once he gets out wherever he's going.
I mean, if he was Iranian or
they
Afghanistan...
They got to be keeping him in maximum security, right?
He would be a terrorist if he was Iranian or Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah. If well, they claiming it's a mental illness or whatever.
Yep. And that's because he's white and a college student, I guess. I don't know why that matters, but...
Yeah, it'd probably matter more if you could pay for a lawyer to build that kind of a case.
And then, of course, every internet story has to have its conspiracy theory. Now yeah. they're saying that he didn't act alone and that he was brainwashed by the FBI and the CIA because there's no way that a unemployed college student would have $20,000 to spend on ballistic armor and bombs and all that stuff, and that he wouldn't have turned himself in so easily after he did it, and that he wouldn't have told the cops that his apartment was booby-trapped, and
I don't know. I hate it when the politicians kind of grab onto this to push their agenda.
Well, they're saying it's because some big guns. Arms thing that's going on in the UN next yeah. week, or it'd be this
and it
week
could be.
Because that
it
was
could
last
be.
Week.
I don't know. You know, I mean, that doesn't really change anything, does it?
No. I hate politics enough to where I don't pay attention to it unless it's got some kind of a funny twist to it, which yeah. I actually saw.
You know what would have been good if the movie would have sucked and you would have walked out of the movie? Bringing me to a question, have you ever walked out of a movie?
I don't believe I have. I rarely go to movies and I probably choose them pretty closely. But
what if I told you a new Clint Eastwood movie just came out and it was 5 stars out of 5 stars? Would you want to go and see it?
I would have to know what the plot was and who was in it.
I didn't before I went and saw Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, that's not a good one.
No.
Meryl Streep.
I was like, new Clint Eastwood, 5 stars out of 5 stars, got to see it. And so I went and bought a ticket.
Because Bridges of Madison County could have been about anything.
Yep.
Could have been him shooting.
Well, I didn't know what the fuck it was.
He could have been shooting.
A bridge on the River Kwai or whatever that fucking movie is.
He could have been shooting people under the bridge.
Yeah, and I walked out like, yeah.
20 minutes in.
It wasn't even that long. I was like, I looked all around me. It was all funny. Old couples.
Well, yeah. It's a love story.
Well, I know. It's a love story for old couples.
But you know, as I was saying about not paying attention
I
to.
I should have. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
All right. Well,
finished.
All right. I kind of, maybe I should have showed him jerking it like Fred Willard
Whoa.
Got busted for.
I heard
did
about
you
that.
Hear about that?
I did. Well, I don't know if he got caught jerking it, but he
exposed
was...
himself in a movie theater, this 72-year-old man.
Wow.
Fired by PBS over it.
Already?
Yeah.
He's pretty funny, actually. He's been a lot
oh,
of movies.
Oh, dude, he is off the cuff.
And he was used to host Saturday Night Live back in the 70s, and he's been on, was he on Airplane? Was he in Airplane, that movie Airplane? I don't know.
I think so, but he was in the Best in Show. Have you seen that
movie? Oh, yeah. He was one of the announcers.
Classic.
Yeah. Definitely, for sure.
And he's on Leno a lot, unfortunately.
Yeah, and he's kind of old.
Yeah.
But so am I, so whatever.
Well, that's Leno's crowd is old, right?
I guess. People who barely make it up till 11:30. You guys, our silent guests are taking off now, so
yes.
Say goodbye to
Thank
our silent guests,
us.
You guys. That was awesome. But what I was going to say about politics before that is I never pay attention to politics unless
uh-huh.
it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And did you hear about what Sarah Silverman recently said?
That she wants to be just like her mother or something and shave her twat.
No, it has to do with Mitt Romney and Obama.
Oh, okay.
She said this week that she has offered to perform a sex act, not intercourse, for billionaire Sheldon Adelson if he withdrew his $100 million pledge to Mitt Romney's presidential campaign.
Huh.
She said, if you give that $100 million to Obama instead of Romney, I will... Well, I won't have sex with you because we're not married and I'm a nice girl. But she would suggest a different but effective sex act other than intercourse, which would probably be a blowjob, I would think.
Yeah.
So this guy's an old multimillionaire and he gave $100 million to Mitt Romney. And she's saying if he'll take it back and give it to Obama, she'll suck his dick.
Well, that's a great contribution.
That's
given,
mighty
right?
Jewish of her. So that was just that. That's the only thing out of politics that caught my eye this week.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I thought I had something that was
political.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't. Nope, I didn't.
I read a weird thing over the weekend. I don't know why. I mean, I think there was a suicide somewhere, but it wasn't even in Oregon. But it said, and I didn't research it, but I for some reason believe it. It said that Medford, Oregon has the most suicides per capita than any place in the United States.
Really?
What's up with that? Medford.
Huh. I had no idea anything about that.
It seems like people would kill themselves in the big cities more, or because I guess because there's so many people there per capita. I don't know how big Medford is, but go Medford.
Yeah.
Leading us in suicides.
Leading us in something, way to take initiative, and, you know, just like Hillsboro, you know, you got to set your record at something.
Hillsboro-ito? Hillsboro-ito? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to make a quick text because I forgot to.
All right, having
to do with our episode right now.
This is kind of breaking news. I just found out today that Chick-fil-A, like...
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Did you hear about that?
No, go. I heard something, but I don't think it's the same thing.
Oh, man, they got they took out some money or supported some... I don't even know what I'm saying.
Is it something to do with the gays, though?
Yeah.
Dude, okay.
Yeah, okay,
I didn't hear the story, but I did a show in Independence a while back, and the headliner was Scott Von Wald. He's a comic from Portland, and Facebook friended him. We met. He was a real funny guy, and he posted this video the other day, and he said, "What the fuck? This video I did like 3 months ago just got 1,500 plays over the weekend." And it was – he worked at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Or Filet. It looks like Chick-fil-A. Yeah. But they did this funny video where they're talking about how you got to be gay to eat at Chick-fil-A. And like had all these hate comments saying, "I don't get fucked in the ass when I'm eating Chick-fil-A," and all this other stuff. So like, did they make a contribution?
What happened was, no, they, they're religious and they came out and said they don't support gay marriage.
Ah.
And... so they pretty much they came out and they pretty much announced it. You know, it wasn't like I think they just announced it just to announce it, or maybe they made a donation. I'm not sure. But what happened was I think it was the Muppets.
The Muppets, really?
The Muppets had ties to Chick-fil-A.
Did they sponsored it? So. Sponsored a movie?
Anyway, yeah, and they ended their ties with Chick-fil-A and took the money that that they got back from that and then donated it to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance or whatever.
Ah. Well, that must be why, because I think a bunch of gay people were looking at that video because they probably searched Chick-fil-A.
I'm sure I've got some inaccuracies in that story because I just saw it just before we went on, and all I wrote down was Chick-fil-A gay.
Dude, it's funny, dude.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna try to bring it up because it's a fucking funny video.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find it. But did you hear that? Speaking of comedy and comics and stuff, that they are actually making a movie about the life of Bill Hicks.
I did see that.
Did you see who was slated to direct it?
Bill Russell.
Russell Crowe. I thought he was too busy fighting around the world.
Is he fighting around the world too now?
Haven't you seen that on South Park?
Yeah.
He's fighting around the world with his tugboat, Tugger. Come on, Tugger, let's go. I'm fighting around the world. No, but they approached him to play Bill Hicks at first, and he said no, but he said he would direct. I am so glad. Thank you, Russell Crowe, for saying...
having some good sense.
Yeah, because that's some bullshit right there to have Russell Crowe playing one of our heroes,
Russell,
you know?
Bro.
It's fucking some bullshit right there is what that is. Yeah. I'm kind of glad, though, because I'm a big fan. And I wasn't until... I wasn't a huge fan until after he died, and that kind of sucks. But that's the way things go sometimes, you know?
Yeah, posthumously.
But I'm going to want to see that movie. And rather, whether it's directed by Russell Crowe or not. But should be good. So let's check out this Chick-fil-A anti-gay commercial. So... this video was uploaded like 3 months ago. And so now there's a big thing going on.
All right.
Chick-fil-A has donated millions of dollars to the anti-gay commercial.
Every time I eat a chicken sandwich, someone tries to fuck me in the ass.
Someone's trying to fuck him in the ass every time he eats a chicken sandwich. Now,
do you like chicken sandwiches, but not all that gay shit that goes along with it? Then come on down to Chick-fil-A, where our chicken is never gay.
So this is about
every
where...
Every time I'm trying to eat my chicken sandwich, it's always some chick trying to eat my pussy. I just want to go eat my Chick-fil-A sandwich. There ain't no rainbows. Ain't nobody trying to get married in Massachusetts. These dudes ain't trying to buy me flowers and pick out my colors for my wedding. And this bitch got a fade and a wallet in her back pocket. I just want me a good American sandwich at Chick-fil-A.
There's no bitch trying to eat my pussy.
Our chicken is never gay. I'm Tom Shane.
What you say? If you're not gay, come on down to Chick-fil-A.
So that's the Chick-fil-A. I guess there was
that an actual? That's not an actual commercial. That
no,
was
that was Scott Van Walt. Yeah, yeah. It's a green screen commercial that's got Chick-fil-A in the background, but you can tell that it was recorded with a green screen. Him and another. A black chick there that was talking about getting her pussy eaten, or the lack thereof.
Yeah.
And I guess there was some controversy about a commercial that ran during the Super Bowl. Do you know about that?
I remember something about it.
And it was Chick-fil-A, and they were kind of anti-gay or whatever.
They really press family values, I say with air quotes or whatever, I guess.
Right on.
I don't know. Maybe this guy should be treated like this man did a dog. I don't know if you heard about this. This 51-year-old guy punched a dog in the face.
Where?
And the dog died.
Wow.
From brain injuries. And I guess he was just mad at the dog. I can't remember. It was something, you know, I mean, that dogs just do or whatever. And he just punched it in the face. And, you know, it wasn't like biting or.
Wow.
Just, yeah.
You must have punched him pretty hard. Yeah. Was it a big, do you know what kind of dog it was?
I think it was like a small little dog, probably.
Yeah.
Like poodle size. Hey, pick on a dog your own size.
I know. Why don't you punch a fucking pit bull in the mouth?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Sure. I don't know.
Hey, should we try one of our new segments?
Sure. We'll do a new segment, and then we'll do an old segment.
All right.
What do you got for a new segment for us?
For a new segment, I have... new expressions. And these are expressions I would like to try to get people to use. You know, I'm very passionate about language and changing our language for the better. And so I would like to add my own expressions. And this week I would like to try to get people to throw this expression out there. You lucky slug. You know, like a lucky slug.
Instead of like, you lucky bum.
Yeah, you lucky slug.
Okay.
Slugs need to be, you know, let's bring back the slug.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because slug's just a homeless snail.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're lucky to be alive.
I might start breeding slugs.
That might be a good idea. I think it was when I worked at Country Coach, I tried to introduce a new phrase.
Uh-huh.
It never took.
What was it?
You know how people were saying like, oh, she's hot, or that's cool, or or that's... fucking tight, that's thick, whatever. I said, well, how do you like your pussy? You like it like wet and hot, right? And what is wet and hot? Humid. So I was like, dude, that's totally humid. And I tried, I was walking around Country Coach, probably 200 people in my general vicinity at my work, because they were a huge employer of about 1,500 people when I worked there. And so like, I'm saying, they're like, what are you saying? I'm like, it's fucking humid, dude. That's,
that's fucking hot. Humid, man.
That chick is humid. Check her out. She's hot and wet. It never took.
She's dripping with sweat even at her 72 degrees.
Exactly. Let's take those pants down right now.
I'm going to try that one out this week.
I'll try out lucky as a... Oh, you lucky slug. You lucky cow. You got any others?
Well... I always threw out corn dog as a new greeting for like hello instead of hello. Cause hello is so boring. I mean, you go and you say hello and then the other person's like, eh. You know, they just blow it off. I mean,
well, there's 100 of them, but you chose to do corn. You're like, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, and there's corn dog because people think, what the fuck? And at least there'll be a reaction.
They're like, did you just say corn dog to me?
It'll be like, throw them off their guard so they're actually like paying attention to what's going on.
Sometimes
it could be in a sales tactic. You could just like be in the middle of a negotiation, and all of a sudden you just throw out corn dog, just confuse them, and they're just like, what the fuck? And then you just throw out sign, and they just sign it. And the next thing you know, 50% interest on a car, you're racking it up.
That's fucking great.
You
want to
buy it or
dude.
Pawn it?
I can't believe that you thought of that. It's fucking awesome. But yeah, I've tried different phrases, and I don't know how you actually can be successful at like infusing something into like as something as like pop culture, like the word awesome or dude or
massive
chimichanga.
Massive kind of went out of style, didn't it?
Yeah, it never really got up to the stages of awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe
it was like a junior high version of,
what about like,
of awesome.
What about all the ones that are associated with maybe black people, like dope and tight, death?
I
means I. All right. That's
yeah.
Ebonics.
I'll throw out an I out there most of the time, you know, and it kind of started as maybe just like, you know, a good laugh, just at a play of language. And then next thing you know, it's
right.
Like part of my language.
Hey,
yo.
Hey, if you, I don't remember what show I was watching, but it was one of those stupid shows, probably, because I like to watch stupid shows sometimes. But they have a thing where they go on Google,
yeah.
And then they type in a couple letters, and then they
oh, okay,
make
I know
fun.
What you're talking about.
Okay, well, so I thought just to be different, I would go to Bing.
Different.
So I went to Google. I went to Google, and I typed in Bing.
Yeah.
And it said, bing-a-ling-ding. No, it didn't. It just said, it said Bing or whatever. And then I went to Bing. And then I just thought, well, what would be a query or a question that someone might be typing into Bing? So I pushed, why, I'm doing it right now as we speak.
Okay.
Why does, and I just stopped right there.
All right.
You know what the number two one, why does?
What?
Why does my vag smell?
Nice.
Number one was, why does my eye twitch? And so isn't this based on what the top searches are? Why does my vag smell? Then four down from that, why does asparagus make your pee stink? Okay, do you have a couple words to type
how
in?
How deep
is your love?
That might be on there.
How deep is your love lyrics? That's number one. That's number one.
Oh, wow.
Number two is, how deep is the ocean?
Huh?
Number three is, just how deep is your love?
What about how long?
How long is your penis? How long does marijuana stay in your system? And how long does it take to get a passport? Was actually number one, but I like number two better. Then down a little way, how long does cocaine stay in your system?
Wow.
And how long does it take to get my tax refund? God damn it. So that's a little fun game to play if you're ever bored and you have like the first two words of a question or whatever, go to Bing. Yeah. Or you could go to Google too, but I just didn't want to copy them completely. I think it was Daniel Tosh or something that was doing the Google thing. But mine was way funnier. Mine was way funnier. Why does my vag smell? Really?
Type in my donut.
Oh, I already turned it off.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to save that for next next episode. We're going to type in my donut and see.
If somebody emails us what the first thing is when you type in my donut. First person to do that, maybe we'll send them something.
We'll give you a prize. Maybe. If you're lucky.
Yep.
And if you're unlucky,
lucky slug.
You'll be a lucky slug.
All right, I got some rock trivia for you. This segment we do from time to time.
Yes, and I've learned to not get so excited about this because I love rock trivia, and sometimes I'm like, oh, dude, I can answer any question. But then, like,
this is an actual question.
Justin comes along with some weird question
that
like,
you can't answer.
Tell me why.
Yeah.
In rat round and round.
But this is one that you can actually answer, and it might even be.
I'll tell you why.
But remember, remember the final countdown by Europe, right?
Boring.
Yes.
Yeah, and then right after the final countdown, which was real heavily keyboarding, right? Like,
oh, they're keyboarding big time.
Arena keyboard rock, right?
Right.
Right after that, isn't that when Van Halen and Eddie Van Halen decided to get keyboards?
Nope, they did it first. Actually,
oh.
that was late '83.
Well, that was a great answer to the question, but
I believe there were bands that were glammy-ish that had some keyboards.
Uh-huh.
Bon Jovi, But that was still, we talked about 84 Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Van Halen 84 came out like on the first day of 1984 or something weird like that, or the second, whatever.
Yeah, I guess there, yeah, I guess there was.
So that was recorded in the can in late 83. Yeah. So, but I think Europe and those bands, remember Asia, they had keyboards too, but they weren't really that glammy of metal. Yeah. They were more progressive, but.
Well, they were kind of a super group, right?
Oh yeah, the guys from Yes and some other band.
So, how many continents, this is another rock question, how many continents are represented by bands?
At least three, Alex.
All right.
No, can you think of any? There's America.
Yep, America.
There's Europe.
Mm-hmm.
There's Asia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe there's a band called Japan.
Well, Japan's not a continent, though.
That's Asia. Part of,
yeah.
Europe, Asia, Eurasia.
There's not Africa. You're...
No, there's a song
Australia.
By
Australia.
No. There's
and,
seven.
Antarctica.
Guar is from
and
Antarctica.
And then there what? Oh, the Americas are split. South America and North America, but America counts.
Wouldn't that be awesome to have a band called North America?
Yeah.
And you just played America songs, but higher? We tune up. We tune up to G, and then we play Horse with No Name on Helium.
And then you did a world tour.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Right. Oh, America's world tour. That'd be funny.
Those are my two questions.
I thought you were going to mention that thing about the Doors. That's kind
of
true.
Well, that was another topic. All right. Well, take me back to 1963 when you went to school with a guy named Jim Morrison. And he came up to you with his friends, and all of a sudden he's like 12 at the time, right? No, he's older than that, right? 63 would be 20.
I'm not sure.
And he's
sure.
Like, check out this song. It ain't room to land there.
Why did you say 1963?
I'm just throwing out an early date. I know it's earlier than it actually came out. It came out, probably like 67?
70.
Oh, that was on the last album, LA Woman?
That was the last album. Was called LA Woman.
I thought that was like the third.
Nope. He was so drunk during the L.A. Woman sessions that he could only do like two lines at a time of coke.
No way.
No, seriously. And they said that the vocals for L.A. Woman were actually recorded in the bathroom because he realized after spending so much time in there from throwing up that the acoustics in there were actually fuller and better. So L.A.
So
Woman
that
was
a huge recording technique.
That he learned after. I mean, I've even done that myself in my house. Yeah. I record in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But also, I went to look it up because I got a text from Gatch earlier that said, why is that such a great song? We've had this conversation before
that I appreciate the Doors on some level, but sometimes they just drive me nuts with the repetition.
Right, and they were what they were pretty much. I don't think there was many other such circusy, weird organ rock band. I mean,
no.
There was a few, but they didn't sound like that. You know, you had Iron Butterfly and bands like that. But
and a lot of it's kind of that poetry kind of flow of the lyrics too, sometimes kind of just, I don't know, maybe it's I'm just over the Doors. Maybe that's just it.
I mean, I think it's, I like it as more of a rockin' song than like, say, some of their weirder, like slower, like The Unknown Soldier and those ones. But this
one's
like,
I like those more. I like their like,
this is kind of upbeat rockin'. And there was a big controversy when I looked up about the song. I actually tried to type in, why is L.A. Woman such a great song? And that's why I probably said, why does my vag smell? Or maybe that why, that might have been what spawned that whole
Jim
thing.
Morrison's.
So it said that, you know, the very first line of it, it says, about an hour ago. So you don't know what he said. So people are going, oh, I love that song because he says, I took a little down about an hour ago, speaking of a barbiturate.
I took a little.
And they're saying because he's so drunk, but they said in his handwritten lyrics, it said, I took a look around about, or no, something out of town about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And then they're going back and forth and they're arguing about it. They're saying that the City of Lights, when it changed to City of Night, City of Night is a reference to L.A. from a book by a famous author.
City of Night!
But then he starts saying City of Lights, which is actually Paris, where they say that that's where he died and where he moved to. So they're saying the song is about a correlation between him, which, you know, it's pretty deep, which every song is. But, You know, it's not definitely one of my favorite songs. I think the reason that it gets so much airplay is because it was the title track from their last album.
Yeah.
I like actually like Riders on the Storm
like,
better.
Maybe like in a musically composing sense, because it has a lot of changes actually within the song. You know, I mean,
well,
that's quite a bit,
yeah.
Isn't there?
And
I
it
mean,
also has
it
that part about
Mr.
Mojo Rising. And people were arguing on a forum, too, about whether that is a...
Yeah. They're going to argue till the end of
the
time.
You know, the letters from Jim Morrison.
Well, it
spelled,
is, obviously.
Yeah, it totally
I don't
is.
Know how he came up with it.
Yeah.
He didn't have the internet back then.
Well, because there was a lot of acid and peyote and stuff, probably. And he just probably figured it out somehow. Mm-hmm. What if you took my name?
You probably started with Mr., right?
Spilled it on the highway bleeding with the dead Indian moon.
Yeah.
And he said, Father! okay. So speaking of the Doors, you know, that's something that you would probably never find in Hans's CD player, which brings us to our next segment. What's in Hans's CD player? Still haven't got a song for that, but we'll work on it. Hopefully by season two, we'll have little jingles for all of our regular segments, you know. But today, got any guesses? It's more in the vein of Hans.
Wait, I'm going to go...
More in the Hans vein.
Oh, then I'm going to go... I'm going to go Deicide.
Wow. No, it's Yob.
Oh, wow. All right. I'll
Catharsis.
Take that.
Which is their second release.
Nice.
Those guys are getting ready to go on a tour again. Those guys are busy, busy.
Some good stuff.
Hans was listening to some Catharsis, which is awesome.
Nice pick, Hans.
Yes, nice pick, Hans. Hey, in case anyone's wondering, we were going to have a guest on the show either today or Friday, but it turns out, well, he might be on Friday's show, but I doubt it. We call him Yancey. People call him different things. His name's Sean McLean. He's a friend of the podcast. What's going on, Sean?
Tag it.
I sent you a message and you didn't get back to me, so we were gonna have a phone interview with him. We actually wanted him on the show, but it didn't pan out. He lives quite a ways away, so it's understandable. He's working on getting Bernard Robichaud, who plays Cyrus on the Trailer Park Boys. He's
what
been
a dick.
Yeah. You don't need to talk to me. Like, what are you doing? Filming some more episodes of Happy Days there, Heavy Metal Dick. The safety's always off, by the way. So go to safetyalwaysoff.com. Actually, it's safetyalwaysoff.com. Mm-hmm. He's been doing some stand-up and some shows to where he plays Cyrus for the first half of the show, and then the second half he plays himself and just does some stand-up.
That's awesome.
Does some meets and greets.
He's
and
coming around here. I'd like to...
He's,
go and see him,
what
right?
he's trying to do is get a West Coast tour.
Oh, okay.
They've got a Vegas date secured. I guess they're looking at Helium and some different places.
Right on.
Maybe the Green Room in Eugene. So, and he told me that I might get to open for Cyrus.
Right
so.
So if you're around one of those places, the Helium in Portland or the Green
Room
in Eugene, mm-hmm. go in there and tell them you want to see...
We want Cyrus.
Yeah. Say, let's get this guy in here.
Yeah, say he's running the trailer park, man. He's got a gun.
Yeah,
he killed a kid in reform school and shit, and he's so hard. He fucking pulled a gun on Bubbles and shit. And this is our trailer park. Yeah, so if you don't know what we're talking about, I know you do, Adrian Bacon Farrell.
Word out, man. Sorry we didn't get your package in time today to do any stuff, but shout out for sending it to us. And,
yeah, I heard we got a package on the way. So special thanks to you, Adrian Bacon or Boobs. We're going to start calling you Bacon or Boobs. Bacon or boobs, bacon or boobs.
He took part in another segment, another new segment.
Oh, yeah?
Can you bust that out?
What is it?
It's called Better Than Nickelback.
Ooh.
This is where people tell us things that are better than Nickelback.
It seems like it'd be just about anything.
Yeah, and...
So people responded to this on our website?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I said UB40 was better than Nickelback.
The band?
Yeah.
They do Red, Red Wine.
I know, that's what I was hearing at work. Red, red... All right,
you'd rather hear that than Nickelback.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Adrian Bacon Farrell said, getting a hot beef injection by Bubba in the Jailhouse Romance is better than Nickelback.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job.
And Corey Fry said, fucking a box of razors, then dipping your dick in bleach is better than Nickelback.
Was he talking about the band Bleach or actual Bleach?
Oh, well, all that... Adrian came right back and said,
fucking a box of razors, then dipping your dick into Snooki from Jersey Shore is better than Nickelback.
Wow.
So by correlation...
It made it sound like a person, not a thing.
Dipping your dick in bleach is better than dipping your dick into Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Right, for sure.
And so, yeah, go and post on our Facebook page.
What's better than Nickelback?
What you think is better than Nickelback?
Knocking a four-year-old's tooth out. To me, I would rather do that and take the consequences of explaining to their parents why it happened than have to listen to Nickelback.
Yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch. That's practically the second worst band in the world, but better than Nickelback. So, yeah, thanks, you guys, for doing the comments and stuff. It gives us something to look forward to. You know, we're pretty narcissistic and bored and awesome all at the same time. We'd like to give a shout-out to some of our sponsors. We've got a intro that we've been doing, so we don't have to always mention Complete Ag Resolutions, but,
go check it out. We'd like to give them a shout out. They've been putting quite a few pictures on their Facebook page, and that always interests me because they work with large machines, and I was a kid once, and I still have those kind of dreams of like, you grow up and you're running those
big
old
tractors,
cat machines, you know? I even still have one of those little picture books from when I was four.
Awesome.
And I flip through it every night.
They got a chick working for them, too, and that's pretty hardcore.
It is.
That's Casey. And I don't know if this is any reflection on how they do business or exactly what the circumstances are, but he had a post on his Facebook the other day that said, kudos to Casey for selling her wrenches to buy a combine steering wheel for a customer, which I'm thinking she probably bought it and then sold it to the customer and got her money back and probably bought her wrenches back. But, you know, that's what I call going beyond, above and beyond the call of duty to serve the customers.
Yeah.
They'll sell their own shit to buy stuff for you just so you can buy it without having to pay first. So go check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Yeah. And we're also, I think, Willamette Valley local music scene has given us a donation to mention them, Dave Wilson and those guys. I think they're putting on a show at the Dixie Saturday night, right?
Yeah, this Saturday night. I Am Ruin.
Eugene. They're from Eugene.
Applaud the Villain.
And Hiding Jekyll.
And Hiding Jekyll.
And for anybody who doesn't know, those two bands contain members of Strange Dichotomy in different bands.
Yeah, and that's going to be a good show over there. It'll be fun.
And then August 24th, over in Corvallis is the Impulse Bar at 1425 Northwest Monroe.
Hearing good things about that place.
Yeah, they've been doing metal shows, and now Dave and Willamette Valley Music are putting on shows there. So Audiophobia, Big Hammer Theory, and Bikini, which is my newest band. And Big Hammer Theory is a former dudes from Under the Stairs way back in the day. And another,
what?
Yeah, and a couple other bands. His name's J-Rock Dark.
Just blew my mind.
I know, Big Hammer Theory. Wow. What was the other band that they had? Back in the Dark.
People on Top of the Stairs.
Back in the Dark and Under the Stairs.
Remember Swords to Plowshares? Whatever
happened
to those guys?
You know what? Speaking of that, the singer of Dark Iron Legacy, who was going to be called Swords to Plowshares until luckily...
Swords to Ass Hairs.
And luckily their guitarist had a dream that said Dark Iron Legacy on a
luckily, or else everyone else was going to bail.
Yeah. So I posted a Craigslist ad the other day for a singer for me and Phil and Mike's Project Drosera, and I got a message from the former singer of Swords to Plowshares saying he wishes he had time for a project, but he doesn't. But he... Because I mentioned the bands that we used to be in, and he's like, I've played shows with all those bands, and I would love to do that if I had time.
I'd love to if I had the chops.
Yeah. So anyway, Friday, August 24th at Impulse, it's $3 at the door, but check it out. On August 24th at midnight, it becomes my birthday.
Nice.
So that could be my birthday show, I guess, if you guys want to buy me drinks at midnight and get me all hammered and then give me a ride home so I don't have to drive
and
drunk.
And then,
so like drunk driving.
Yeah. And that would be a perfect opportunity of when you're drunk and giving you a ride home, because you'd be totally grateful in that situation.
He'd be totally grateful.
To hit you up to commit to somebody being a singer of Drosera.
Totally grateful. Yeah, we are looking for a singer. Yeah. We're looking for, might as well throw it out there on here. We're looking for someone, we're kind of like extreme thrash metal. We're not death metal. A lot of people can't tell the difference, but as far as vocally... we don't want a Cookie Monster vocalist. We want someone who's more their own voice. And
you want someone to do like a shika pataka
tak duka baka. No, we're not looking for that. More of kind of like, that was very close though.
Yeah, but, all right.
Late 80s thrash style, Cryptic Slaughter, I don't want to name too many bands, but in that era, maybe Fast. We got a lot of the lyrics written. It's Phil's brainchild, Phil Golden.
Yeah, you know, I mean, well.
So you
hit you guys up if you're looking to
exactly
sing something like that.
Just check it out on Craigslist, or you can even send a thing to contact at tagcastpodcast.com.
Now, let me ask if you'd be open for something, since this is not just a local thing. Would you be up for collaborating, like you guys create the music and then you send it to somebody over the interfiber webs?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
You know, even if it wasn't like
I don't know how we do shows.
Yeah, even if it wasn't like a permanent thing. I mean, if you guys recorded the music and just sent it out, I mean, you
we
know,
could Skype
I mean,
it.
If nothing else, you'd just have another song, right?
Yeah, well, we got.
Or you could do live via satellite on over the lines. You could have a big screen TV and project a singer out there on front of the stage.
Yeah, well, here's something
and
that's a little bit on a bigger scale, but to comparable to that, it's like if that did happen and we sent it out and found a singer who, say, lived in California or New York or something like that, and he recorded it, and then for some weird reason it got picked up by a pretty good label and they wanted to put us on
like
tour.
Elektra.
Yeah, or Warner Brothers, Sony. Sub Pop, I don't care, whatever. Say we got signed to a label and they wanted to put us on a tour, and then they'd have to, maybe the guy would be interested in moving out if it was worth his while. But
yeah.
I don't really see that happening. So we're just looking for someone who's not too, like, rock star or thinking that we're going to change the world. We just want to put out this music basically for ourselves. And if
Are
other people...
Are leather pants optional?
They're optional. You can have them. You cannot. If you don't have them, that's cool too. But we prefer you wear some kind of pants or shorts.
What about spandex?
You could wear a kilt, I guess. Yeah, spandex is cool. That's kind of thrash metal-y. We don't really care what you look like, as long as you got your chops. And I don't mean chops like sideburns. I mean, like, as long as you
can
sing some fucking
Bobby Flay coming and sing.
As long as you can sing some fucking thrash metal, that's what we're going for.
Bobby Flay's pipes.
I don't know who is that.
He's the Iron Chef, Bobby Flay.
He has pipes?
He's that ginger Iron Chef. You know him, right? You see, he's on every fucking chef show ever.
Dude, I don't really watch chef shows. The only one I used to watch was, like, Hell's Kitchen.
I know somebody at work, dude,
and that
was said
years
that they do not
ago.
Cook.
Who does?
They live by themselves, and they do not cook.
The people that were...
somebody I work with, they said they do not cook.
Okay.
Ever.
What's that mean?
Well, what they said was, if it can't be microwaved, I won't eat it.
Wow. I feel sorry for their insides because they're probably all fucked up with preservatives.
I know. I was
you
just
gotta
thinking,
eat. I eat microwave food and I eat fast food, but I eat real food a lot.
Yeah, but you know how to. Yeah, you're not like, I don't cook.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, all right. I didn't know anybody still had that attitude.
All of a sudden they turn into Chris Farley.
Yeah.
I don't cook. Oh, so,
I know.
Sorry.
So, I mean, I just imagine how rough that would be. Just like, there's only so many Michelina's fucking mac and cheese you can eat, right?
Michelina's mac and cheeses.
Or you're, you know.
They got Stouffer's, they got Hungry Man, Swanson, you got pizza, you got
hot. That stuff
hot.
Gets me an MSG
what are you gonna
headache
pick?
Anymore.
Hot Pocket. We got all kinds of stuff to choose from. And with Costco, you know, you can basically get any meal, and it doesn't ever taste or look like it should
just
on the box.
Just get a bunch of buns. Just
you can get like a hamburger
buns.
Meal. Yeah. A hamburger meal in a that's fucking ridiculous. A frozen hamburger meal.
If you bought 3 pounds of hamburger or chicken and you lived alone, dude, that would
it would go bad.
Like
no.
A week.
If you froze
you
it properly.
For, you know, like $20.
Yeah, if you froze it properly, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
portion it out, you know, once a week or twice a month.
But if you live by yourself, I will attest to this. It's hard to cook for yourself.
It is.
It's hard to not cook too much, and then it's hard to eat the leftovers and make them be all gone. And it's hard not to have a fridge full of stuff that you didn't eat. I've been there, done that. But,
the other day, my girlfriend and I, we ate and we made 3 potatoes worth of fries. I think, if that.
Whoa.
And then, and I'm like, usually I'd make like 7. I'm king of over making stuff.
Of course, and then you end up throwing it away probably.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well.
I know.
I think we're going to save our...
She's got eggs.
We usually do our segment, Where's Pat, on Wednesday, but I think we're going to save it for Friday's show.
Where's Pat?
Yeah, we'll give him a little extra time to maybe get his thoughts together, because instead of the Where's Pat segment, we'll go into Why is Pat such a fag segment today. We were having a game over practice on Sunday at the car wash in Brownsville. Brownsville Car Wash. Go there and get your car cleaned up. Check them out on Facebook.
Dude, it's fucking... That's fucking humid.
Yeah, it is. It's hot and wet. It's humid. And so Mike went, our drummer, he went to the house real quick to get something, a cigarette or something, and they came back, and he's like, hey, I just saw Pat. And we're like, well, did you talk to him? He's like, yeah, he tried to just wave and drive by, but I flagged him over there. He comes over and is like, hey, we're having drosser practice. You should come over there. And he goes, okay, I got to go drop my kids off. I'll be over in a little bit. And he never showed up.
What a fag.
And so I texted him, told him a fag, and he conceded. He said, I am a fag. I had some kid drama. So, sorry, yeah. Pat. We'll let you slide today, besides ribbing you a little bit.
Can
actually,
I?
Go ahead, yeah.
I want to ask a related question. How come Dire Straits can get away with saying faggot in Money for Nothing 3 times?
Well, I think that was before it was so politically incorrect.
I know in Canada now they play an edited version.
They believe
just
it?
Just recently, yep. I do believe.
You know who that little faggot is?
Who?
You don't know? That is a direct comment directed towards Nikki Six.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That little faggot,
buddy.
He's a millionaire.
That's his own hair.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I read that in the Heroin Diaries, and I read that somewhere else.
That's like Vince Neil. He was the directation from Dude Looks Like a Lady, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, for sure. So you know you've made it then when you're getting all these number one songs written about you. That's kind of cool.
I was watching It's Pat the other day. I actually sat and watched that movie all the way through. When it gets up on stage, starts singing Dude Looks Like a Lady.
You know what's weird? I heard that Aerosmith wrote the song Big 10 Inch about Tommy Lee.
What?
Just kidding. That was funny, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I got a lot of plugs, so we better get to some plugs, right. And then we'll get to some other things.
Plug it up.
Tonight, hey, it's hump day. Tonight, Wednesday, July 25th, yep. Doug Benson's at Helium tonight.
What?
Yeah, go check him out.
Doug Benson, you owe us $5.
You can smoke him out after the show. Helium, you owe us $5,
really?
Too.
All right.
He'll be up there tomorrow.
Little chief smoker.
If you're in the Eugene area tomorrow night, you can go down to the Granary with Comedy as Advertised, presented by Seth Milstein. It will feature a headlining set from Alex Elkin. We got Dan Paul, Andy Bradwin, and Bryce Jones with your host, birthday boy, Joshua Finch. Happy birthday, Josh. Hope you have fun at the Wow Hall. We won't be.
Happy birthday!
I won't be able to make it down there, buddy. I'm not from there, but whatever. And then Saturday night, Crimson Guardian is at the Black Forest with IB6, UB9,
and UB40.
That's a funny name for a band, but those are our buddies too. I hope you guys listen.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Tim Potter and Shane Thornton.
Uh-huh.
So, and Dave Jones from Crimson Guardian, and then don't forget that Sunday night. Anybody who can make it to Portland, get up
Portland,
to the Hawthorne Theater.
There.
We'll support our boys in 30-pound test.
In the finals.
That's right.
If they win this show and there's like 6 bands, they get in to play the Warped Tour in Portland.
Yeah, that'd be something, huh?
It's an amazing journey that they've had so far.
They've won 3 shows. I think there might be one more after this, before the final. Before they get decided, but I'm not sure. So,
I think there's one more show, and then the winner of that one goes to the finals, which 30-pound test is already in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I do believe.
So that's Sunday night.
Sunday night,
that includes some cool...
And say that you came to see 30-pound test.
That's right. And go... You know what I heard from In Her Memory?
You heard Buffalo.
Nope. I heard that even if you click You're Going on their Facebook page, even if you can't go, that helps them.
Blam!
Yep, so go click You're Going, even if you can't. And if you do go, you get to check out cool bands like Wolf Pussy and 30 Pound Test. And a band that I just like saying. They're called I Reckon.
I Reckon.
That's a good name for a band, I Reckon.
I Reckon.
Okay, more plugs, 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 plugs. August 4th, Wow Hall, all ages. $6. In advance, $8
yep.
at the door.
August 4th. Yeah.
Sons of Confusion.
Sons of Confusion.
That's
Awake.
Strange Dichotomy.
And Catechus.
Yep.
That's going to be a great show.
It is.
And it's kind of an unofficial benefit for the Well Hall.
Yeah, and if it doesn't end up being it, we'll take the money and spread it out appropriately.
Yeah.
So come on down, bring the kids. It starts 8 o'clock. Order is Strange Dichotomies opening the show with some acoustic mastery, and they're going to be having a fill-in guitar player since Kyle is focusing on his studies.
Yep.
And then the weekend after that, it's Riverside Community Center. What is it called?
Vermin Fest.
That was right. And it's brought to you by Dave Wilson with Willamette Valley Music Scene and Sick Daddy and
Vermin
Productions.
And
10
Sick
bands.
Valley Vermin.
10 bands, 10 bucks. Or $5 with 3 cans of food. It's a benefit for the Oregon Food Bank.
Yeah, and so bring extra food down there, even if you have. Maybe they'll kick you some sort of deal. Who knows?
And there's bands that are about goats and wolves and pussies and guns and all kinds of stuff. So come out to that. You got to have pussy and guns and goats. And
that's going to be a great show.
And ditch diggers. And then this is kind of an odd one. It's a Monday, but go if you're up there at Raw Tour, which is on 3rd in Portland. It's Monday, August 13th, Norska. With a couple touring bands called Torches and Lawson. It's 21 and over, 9 o'clock.
What is Lawson? Is that like a lozenge?
When I typed it in there, it auto-corrected to lozenge, but it's
lozenge.
But Torches, I think it's just Torch, though. I don't know.
Hip
I'm all conk. Fucked up. And then we got the Dixie Creek Saloon, August 18th, Norska, Diesto, Nether Regions, free show, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, dude, that show is going to kick ass, and if you don't go, you will be taken at the end of the world and...
You'll be pooped out of the universe.
Yep, yeah. Norska saves lives. Get out there and see them.
And here's the, not the last one, but the second to the last one is Monday, August 20th. Seth Milstein is bringing some top-notch comedy to the Level Up Arcade there in Eugene with the Kill Screen Comedy Presents the Great Mistakes Tour with Kyle Kinane, who's been on Comedy Central and Workaholics. He's going to have Brian Cook with him, who's also a national comedian.
Yeah.
And Ian Carmel is on that tour as well, our friend from Portland.
Sweet.
Who's also a Blazer Wookiee affiliate with the sports thing. And that's Monday, August 20th. Now, here's the one I forgot. Also, tonight, if you can't make it to see Doug Benson, go down to Eugene to the Oak Street Speakeasy. Seth Milstein's putting on their monthly showcase with a few comics from Portland. Shane Torres, Xander Devereaux. We got Randy Mendez from... Eugene, Chris Castles will be there, Carmichael McGee, Zach Toscani will be there, who is affiliated with Spicy News.
Yep.
And that's all I got. That was a lot of stuff. I tried to get it out.
I got a few. How about...
Give me some.
September 7th, Wake and Gladander, Sons of Confusion and Black Hair at the Dixie.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That one's going to be awesome. September 15th, the comedy show at the Dixie with...
Chris Castles will be headlining that
show. Right on. I'll be hosting again.
I'll be doing
that. There will be there Jesse Priest.
Mac Chase.
And
Andy Bradwin.
Right on. So, that's free comedy. Get out there and support some comedy.
And here's an idea I'm kicking around for a live podcast after the show with a round table with Chris and Mac and Andy and Jesse. Six mics on stage. Try to get the crowd to stick around a while and drink some more alcohol.
Yeah.
And maybe get to know these comics a little better.
So yeah.
Come out for that. That's a long ways off.
And then October 27th, Sons of Confusion with Gladhander and Awake over in Black Forest.
Ooh, Eugene Halloween party.
Yeah.
Eugene Halloween. I think that's it for this episode, isn't it? That was a great episode. I think we got a lot accomplished. We gave a lot of information out.
This show has been fucking humid. Just off the humid.
Is it hot and wet?
It's hot.
Well, I was.
Wet.
I don't know. Obviously, nobody can see me because we're not a video. Sometimes I tell people we have a podcast, and I'm like, "Oh, I want to watch it." This is an audio podcast, you guys. Seriously, do you think we're fucking rich enough to have a video podcast yet?
Yeah, no.
Not until you send us in some more likes and some donations. Oh, yeah. If you want to donate to us, go to tagcastpodcast.com, and at the right, there's a thing that says donate.
Yeah, or shop Amazon through the link.
Yep, that'll give us money, too. But if you got a buck in your PayPal or $5 and you really like our show and you don't want us to go off the air,
or
give us a dollar or two.
Yeah, or even $4.20 if you have that.
If you got $20, you could give it to me so I could buy a 20-sack.
$6.66.
No, but for the most part, we're going to use this money to re-up our dues and make sure that we're still coming to
you. We've
been
re-upping our dues, and we got a couple new pieces of equipment in the studio.
Hells yeah.
And we're going to get a couple more.
So thanks, you guys, for listening. Have a happy hump day, and we hope that you guys get out there and do some humping.
Yeah, get out and hump, hump.
And then join us again on Friday. It'll be episode 21. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Barely legal, right?
That's
that was
right.
Rock on.
We'll figure it out. All right, metal. See you guys.
Ow!
Thanks, guys.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.